Hello James, hello everyone. Today, let's play a game. Imagine a laboratory where you are an apprentice. In front of you, a famous, genius scientist. You are helping him to discover a new thing, very important to save many lives in the future. Imagine the laboratory, what you're looking for. Imagine also the products that you are using, the environment and the emotions. Finally, imagine the scientist. Was your scientist a boy or a girl? According to the numbers, almost of you think that a scientist boy. Today, the spot is about the women in sciences. The society don't accept this and don't believe in their potential. Everyone knows the name of Einstein, Pythagore, and Newton. But do you know the name of Mrs. Einstein? However, they found a lot of major discoveries by helping their husband or without nobody to help them. Women have always been there in sciences, but society didn't accept them. From antiquity to now, from Agnodice, the gynecologist of Athena, to the discovery of blood in 2014 by Audrey Dussutour, pacing throughout the discovery of black matter in the 1970s by Vera Rubin.
For example, Vera Rubin, born Cooper on July 1928 in Philadelphia in the United States and died on December 2016 in Princeton, is an American astronomer best known for her study of the rotation speed of stars in the spiral galaxies, which consolidated the hypothesis of the presence of dark matter in the periphery of galaxies. Vera Rubin entered Vassar College in 1945, where she had excellent professors, fellow students, and a well-stocked library. 3 months after her arrival, she became an assistant to the astronomy professor. In the second year, she particularly enjoyed the astronomy exercises, in which the students helped each other calculate the orbits of known asteroids. For her final exam, she presented a paper on Gamma Cassiopeia. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree in 1948. But when George Gamow, her thesis advisor, invited her to the Laboratory of Applied Physics, they had to talk in the entrance of the laboratory because women were not allowed to enter in the offices. In 1965, she was the first woman authorized to work at the Observatory of Mont Palomar. You can see that women can work in sciences and succeed with good work conditions exactly like men will do.
In 2019, women represent 32% of all research personnel, and women researchers represent only 20% of the workforce. While 40% of researchers in administration are women, this percentage is 22% in business, a contrast that is not unique to France, and 39% of research professors in the sciences fields are women. And all of this is society's fault.